Hey friends, George, Seth, and Anna, and Scott got an exciting announcement. Thanks for joining us here. Some of you have been listening for a while. Others of you maybe joining us for the very first time, but we're excited some of our formatting is going to change. We just done 36 episodes of the journey of transformation over 14 months, and it's been a wonderful journey. But we're excited about a new format that we're going to be switching to here starting the next episode. So, Anna, why don't you start off with giving us kind of the new format that we're going to be using. You got one of the pieces of it.
Yeah. So we're so excited that we're going to be switching things up, and we're going to have four different types of special episodes for you. I think the one that I'm most excited about is that, you know, we talk a lot about the group experience here on the podcast and what we're doing for our direct service at Restore, but we're going to have the wonderful opportunity to invite you in to meet some of the people that we dearly know and love, who have been a part of our groups, who have experienced significant life change, and are going to come and just share a little part of their story and what has been so impactful for them through the group process. So stay tuned for participant interviews.
Stories. That's what we all love. And especially stories of healing and hope. So we're looking forward to those.
It's one thing to hear somebody try and describe, right, what Restore Small Groups is. It's another thing entirely to hear the impact going through a group has had on someone. Mm. I want in on that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Me too.
Me three.
So, Scott, we got another aspect of an episode that we're going to be working at. And tell us about that.
Yeah, it's going to be just different topics that we kind of derived from all the different contents and just things that we talk about in groups, things like awareness and community and loneliness and hope and vulnerability and gratitude and growth and just topics like that, things that we can really wrap our hearts around that will encourage us to stay on the path.
Maybe we can even have some listeners write in topics that might be most
like
meaningful
that
to them. So
I like it.
Suggestion box.
Yes. And then if none of us have any clue of how to respond to that, another part of our format is we're going to be bringing in some special guests on the podcast that will speak to just spiritual and mental health, well-being, and kind of how those things come together in beautiful ways. So we're really excited about we got some guests in line that will just be so helpful and inspiring to our listeners. Mm-hmm. So that's another part of, so there's a four part to this. So Seth, can you, before you cover the fourth part, can you give us the whole, kind of the whole structure, how it's going to work?
The tentative order that you'll get to experience freshly each week within a month is, like we said, four different episode styles. So initially it'll start with topical, like Scott mentioned. Then we'll move into a participant story, as Anna mentioned. And then we'll move into the one I'm about to name, which is curriculum. So you may or may not be aware that Scott has written more than one book that we just covered for 36 weeks. Help me out here. How many books have you written, Scott? Because this is the content that we're also going to cover in this specific week of the month. How many books have you written, Scott? What are they?
At the end of this year, seven.
Seven. Yeah, so there's lots of content for us to get through. And so we're going to take once a month to look at grief and look at Journey to Freedom and look at all the other different books, which is going to be exciting. As we just went through, Journey of Transformation, that's only one of the seven options. And then the final one, as George just mentioned, is a long-form interview with people that are in similar fields as Restore, who are looking at mental health, emotional well-being, spiritual growth, and then bringing in their expertise and talking about what inciting incident brought them to how they manage and are working to bring people together and heal the human condition. So we're so excited.
Yay!
And we are, and we're excited that each of you choose to tune in each week and listen. So we're really excited about what this is going to bring to your lives and to your world. So starting in our next episode, we're looking forward to it. So we'll see you back here next week.
Hey, friends, it's Scott.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Searching Inward podcast. If you've benefited from enjoying listening or have benefited in any way from the podcast, we would love for you to come alongside us and join us in the mission to bring hope and healing to the world. While you're considering becoming a monthly giver of just even $5, you're helping us make a huge impact in the ways in which we're able to serve. So please consider giving by going to restoresmallgroups.org/donate. God bless you and thank you.